Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's 6:38. Welcome to it. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. I'm not going to do it, but, you know, stop doing that.
Where's our Debbie Dunning? You know who that is?
Oh, it's Heidi. It's Heidi. Hell yeah. I know Debbie Dunning. I've looked her up. I've Googled her.
You've Googled that name a few times.
I Google image searched that name Debbie. A couple of times. Dude, she looks great. Oh, dude.
She does.
You know my affliction for MILFs, all right? It's my thing, yeah. Okay? It's my thing. Like, it's funny. There's this new show that Kiki and I have been watching called Ted Lasso. Uh-huh. Fantastic. Well, in that show, there is a middle-aged woman, a top end of her 40s, like 47, 48, a businesswoman, you know, very, and honestly, I would take her over the hot, bubbly 30-year-old any day. I guarantee that MILF.
Right when I met you, you were talking about MILFs a lot.
I just love them. I love them so much. They're my favorite thing in the world. As a young man, when I was a young stallion out there on the prairie, chasing around, I'd always go for the older fillies. I really would.
Because there's no beating around the bush.
No.
You know what? What's gonna happen?
You do have to beat around the bush, usually with the older ones. But
yeah, you do.
But there's no hang-ups. There's no, why didn't you call me? Oh, what are you thinking? No, it's like, hey, thanks for the good time, young man. Here's some hard candy. Get out of my assisted living home.
Thanks for letting me play with your mom bombs.
Exactly. Debbie Dunning has gotten that plastic surgery in just the right places,
where she
hasn't gone too far. You know, the freckles are on the chest.
I was watching, like I told you the other day, I watched that E! True Hollywood Story, and that's kind of how I knew her name, her real name anyway. Yeah. And I'm like, even so, I'm like, is that a real name? Debbie Dunning, huh? You're going to tell. And she just sound like a porn star.
It does.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
I'm like, did your parents know that you were going to look like this or something? Debbie Dunning.
The only possible explanation. fellas, if you're just curious, and if you get caught by your significant other, I didn't tell you to do this. But
just say she was from Home Improvement. Yeah. You were doing research.
You just wanted to see how she was doing. You just wanted to see how she was doing.
Catching up.
Well, I know what I'm doing after rock news and rock history. Speaking of that.
It's two B's, by the way, Brock.
Two B's, two N's. All right, we got to do it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it. We nailed it. Let's see here. Sorry, I got distracted talking about MILFs, and I did not. Here we go. I like this. This is cool. Foo Fighters have teamed up with Casa Vega Restaurant in Sherman Oaks, California for a charity taco. This is a charity I can get behind. Profits from the Foo Fighters Smoked Brisket Taco and Los Luchadores Foo Tequila Beer Cocktail will go to Know Us Without You. So all the proceeds from that, which provides food security for undocumented back-of-house staff and restaurant and their families. For people that aren't in the Los Angeles area, don't worry. The Foos are also selling a special taco t-shirt that will raise money for Know Us Without You through their website. So even though you're there, you can't have the tacos, or maybe you're making a trip, you can have it. You can still get that on their website. Dave Grohl and Casa Vega teamed up for a video to introduce the taco. You can watch that on Instagram now. Obviously, Dave Grohl, the patron saint of rock and roll. He's just one of those guys, man, that I don't think I've ever seen him, like, not just act like Jesus, if that makes sense. Like, rock and roll
Jesus.
That's
a good way to put it, honestly.
Yeah, he's rock and roll Jesus, man.
Kind of has that Jesus look to him.
Yeah, he's just there to spread joy and rock and roll to everybody, and it's great, man. Mm-hmm. It's great. But, yeah, like I said, you can check that out now. Instagram, also on their website to find out more. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
I'm a little torn. Because there are some other things that happened in rock history, but this one is not quite, I wouldn't say rock. I would put it in that genre, but more of a pop rock, if you will.
Okay.
On this day in rock history, 1983, MTV aired Michael Jackson's Thriller video for the very first time.
No, it's worth it.
And that is, a lot of Michael Jackson songs still had a nice guitar riff. You know, I would say pop rock. in that genre. And of course, I think there's a lot of musicians, even in the rock world, even in the heavy metal world, that are still, it's still influenced some way in there, you know. It's got to be on their playlist.
Like, there's one day, I'm telling you, I think I do this yearly. There's at least one day each year where I'll just kind of YouTube Michael Jackson and let it go all day.
Yeah.
And dude, some of the things that he has done and the way this guy moves and just the aura, like the presence that this guy brings to the screen. I could imagine meeting him in person.
Yeah.
But man, talk about one of the best of all time at something. We're just talking about Tiger Woods in sports and how far beyond he was the playing field. Michael Jackson might be in the same realm in that way at that time.
Yeah.
He was just the best, the best of all time.
I still believe, actually, Thriller is the highest-selling album of all time, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Right behind that is AC/DC's Back in Black. So, all right, well, there you go. That's what happened on this day in rock history and your rock news, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.